It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Huge UFC fight happened over the weekend. Conor McGregor victorious over Donald Cowboy. The Cowboy, I should say. And our girl, Liv, watched the fight, and she said it was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, so it really only lasted 40 seconds. The Cowboy didn't even lay a punch on Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor came in, shouldering him in the face. After 40 seconds, Conor McGregor was victorious.
I mean, I wanted Conor to win. A lot of people did. But I was like, come on, give us a little bit more of a show,
more than 40 seconds, considering a lot of people paid anywhere between $65 to $90
for
it.
Yeah, like, that's what we say to most dudes. Give us more than 40 seconds, please, okay?
Okay, ladies, let's have realistic expectations, okay?
Moving on to Rihanna, who was spotted over the weekend with Drake. What the what? So she and her billionaire boyfriend of 3 years have just split, and she's going back to what she knows. She was spotted canoodling, I love that word, with Drake, and people were like, okay, so I'll keep you posted on that. They may be having a little fun together. Hey, why not? Well, Madonna canceled a tour date with 45 minutes notice. Fans devastated, upset. It was in Lisbon. She just gave him 45 minutes. We don't really know why, but like someone came over the PA, was like, we regret to inform you that Madonna is unable to perform this evening. And she took to Instagram saying, thanks again. Sorry I had to cancel, but I must listen to my body and rest. People are just mad because it was 45 minutes before the show.
I would never waste my money on a Madonna ticket. She does this crap all the time.
Yeah, she does. And I love the material, girl, but the show is the eighth time that she has canceled on this tour.
Eight times? Yikes. How many tour dates does she have?
So heads up, if you want to go see Madge, you might think again. This is awesome news. Adele has new music. It's confirmed coming in 2020.
I like to try and be a little bit... not give everything away all the time so that I can surprise people with things sometimes.
She says she is ready to feel the world around her and look up for once. She's done a lot of learning, and this new music is going to be so awesome. Cannot wait for that. Post Malone. This is exciting. Posty featured in the new trailer for Mark Wahlberg's new Netflix movie. It's called Spencer Confidential.
What do you say, Spence?
Not much.
How's it feel getting out?
We have a little going away message for you.
For me?
Give him hell, Spencer.
And there's like a fight in jail happening.
I thought it was really interesting because on the credits for the trailer, they use his real name, Austin Post. He's not going by Post Malone, so I guess actor version
he's
is
professional.
Very serious.
Lady Gaga, it's weird. She did that for a while. She went as Stephanie, and then she's like, forget it, and then went back to Lady Gaga. So the
I thought Lady Gaga was in this movie.
The film is set to premiere on Netflix March 6th. And speaking of Mark Wahlberg, this is really cute. So he and his wifey wanted to get their kiddos a Pomeranian, and so here's the story of how it all went down.
It is a very cute dog, and crazy story because I was not going to get a dog. We weren't good with pets, and then I finally decided, because it was a very manageable dog, I thought, that we would get that dog, and I told my kids I was going to surprise them. Something very important, or someone very important, was coming to the house. I told my one son, because he was leaving for track, he left. I told the other kid somebody important's coming. Meanwhile, I'm in a meeting with my wife. She barges in the meeting and goes, I need to talk to you right now. Drags me outside and goes, why is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West coming here at dinner time? I said, what are you talking about? She said, Brendan and Grace literally said, oh, if it's somebody important, it's got to be them.
So what a letdown. I mean, you like the dog, but they think Kanye and Kim are coming to dinner, and then a dog appears, which is sweet, but I'd be kind of like, what?
I don't know, man. I'd rather have a dog, personally.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This dude, he's a groom to be, is getting heat because of what he posted online. Bottom line, he doesn't want his fiance to buy her dream wedding dress because he says it costs too much. Now, I'll give you the price coming up, and I guess maybe that might sway you a bit, but is this guy being a total jerk, or does he have a point? Maybe the bride kind of needs to, be flexible on this one. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.